ಜಯ ರಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಪಿತಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಪಿತಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಯಶೋನಂದನ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿಯನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ರಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ರಮ ಹರೇ ರಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ ರಮ ಹರೆ ಹರೆ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Bol, 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 Hari Bol
श्री श्रीमद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की कौन फाउंडर आचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्री वसुधि गौर भक्त वृंद की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्री वसुधि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारका धाम की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की गंगा माई यमुना माई की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की जॉनसन बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे विल रीड टुडे फ्रॉम सिक्स चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 26 एंड बिफोर वी रीड दिस वर्स विल रिसाइट दोज फोर वर्सेज यू नो यू रिमेंबर टेंथ चैप्टर सीड वर्सेज फोर सीड वर्सेज फ्रॉम भगवद्गीता We should know those verses. You know, you should repeat always before Srimad Bhagavatam class. I'll lead in. You please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Aham Sarvasya Prabhu.
Aham Sarvasya Prabhu.
मत्तः सर्वं प्रवर्तते मत्तः सर्वं प्रवर्तते मत्तः सर्वं प्रवर्तते इति मत्वा भजन्ते माम् बुधाभावसमन्विताः बुधाभावसमन्विताः मच्चित्ता मद्गप्राणा बोधयन्तः परस्परम् कथयन्तश्च माम् नित्यम् तुष्यन्ति च रमन्ति च इत्येषाम् सततयुक्तानाम् भजताम् प्रीतिपूर्वकम् भजतां प्रीतिपूर्वकं ददामि बुद्धियोगं तं येन माम् उपयान्ति ते तेषाम् एव अनुकम्पार्थम् अहम् अज्ञानजं तमः नाशयामि आत्मभावस्थो ज्ञानदीपेन भास्वता. Now we go to today's words. It's 6:26. Yataha yataha nishchalati manaha chanchalam asthiram tataha tataha niyamya etat atmani eva vasham nait. यतो यतो निश्चलति मनस् यतो यतो निश्चलति मनश्चञ्चलमस्थिरम् मनश्चञ्चलमस्थिरम् ततः ततो नियम्येतत् ततः ततो नियमेत्यत् आत्मनि एव वशं नयेत् आत्मनि एव अवशं नयेत् यतो यतो निश्चलति मनश्चञ्चलमस्थिरम् ततस्ततो नियम्येतत् आत्मनि एव अवशं नयेत्. Have you any Bhagavad Gita? No? Nobody has? Okay. Sorry. Have you? Okay, we'll move this, you know. You please, chant, who takes? And you move the book. Jai.
6:26.
Yato yato nishchalati. Yato yato nishchalati.
Manaschanchalam
asthiram.
Tatastato
niyametat. आत्मनि वशं नयेत् यतो यतो निश्चलति मनश्चञ्चलमस्थिरम् ततः ततो नियमेतत् आत्मनि एव वशं नयेत् यतो यतो निश्चलति मनश्चञ्चलमस्थिरम् ततस्ततो नियम्येतत् आत्मनि एव अवशं नयेत् यतो यतो निश्चलति मनश्चञ्चलमस्थिरम् ततस्ततो नियम्येतत् आत्मनि एव अवशं नयेत् यतो यतो निश्चलति मनश्चञ्चलमस्थिरम् ततो ततो नियमेतत् आत्मनि एव अवशं नयेत्. गुड्. यतो यतो निश्चलति मनश्चञ्चलमस्थिरम् तन नियमेतत् आत्मनि एव अवशं नयेत्. Could you? No? Yeah. 26. निश्चलति यतो निश्चलति मनश्चञ्चलमस्थिरम् ततस्ततो नियम्येतत् आत्मनि एव अवशं नयेत् यतो यतो निश्चलति मनश्चञ्चलमस्थिरम् चितो ततो नियमेतद् आत्मनि एव अवशं नयेत्। हरे कृष्ण प्रकाश, यू कुड सेंड वेरी नाइसली, प्लीज रिपीट राइट दिस, यू नो इफ यू ट्राई विल बी ऑलराइट। यतः यतः वेरेवर निश्चलति becomes verily agitated. Wherever becomes verily agitated. Please repeat, becomes verily agitated. Manaha, the mind, chanchalam, flickering, astiram, unsteady. Tataha tataha, from there, niyamya, regulating. एतद् दिस् आत्मनि इन् द सेल् एव सडन्लि वशं कण्ट्रोल् नयेत् मस्ट् ब्रिङ्ग् अण्डर्। ट्रान्स्लेशन् बै श्री प्रभुपाद। प्रभुपाद की प्लीज रिपीट फ्रोम् वेरेवर् लौड्ली। आर् यू हङ्ग्री? फिर् खिचडी डिण्ट् वर्क्, इट् वास् टु वाटरी। Just I saw and I couldn't satisfy myself. He says, drink it, khichdi. Why? We are sleeping. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. Beautiful words. Again, from wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, the nature of the mind is flickering and unsteady, chanchalam astiram. But a self-realized yogi has to control the mind. The mind should not control him, but a self-realized yogi has to control the mind. The mind should not control him. One who controls the mind, and therefore the senses as well, is called Goswami or Swami. And one who is controlled by the mind is called Godas. Very nice. Or the servant of the senses. A Goswami knows the standard of sense happiness. In transcendental sense happiness, the senses are engaged in the service of Rishikesh, or the supreme owner of the senses, Krishna. Serving Krishna with purified senses is called Krishna consciousness. That is the way of bringing the senses under full control. What is more, that is the highest perfection of yoga practice. Jai. It's very nice words. Yato yato nishchalati. Chanti yato yato nishchalati. Manas chanchalam astiram. Tato tato. Niyam yetad. Atmani eva. Vasham nae. We all experience this difficulty. That's why this verse is very important. 626. And very nice small purport Prabhupada has given. And in that very important sentence he has written that a self-realized yogi has to control the mind. Mind should not control him. When mind controls us, then we perform karma, you know, sinful activities. Because we are under the sway of the mind. And when mind is controlled by us, then we don't perform the karmas. Then we save ourselves from karmas. Because we know that certain things are bad and unfavorable for our existence. So we reject those things. And that is the secret of the success in our life. And that's why it is very clearly said in Garuda Purana, that we have to follow the following four things if we want to be successful in our human existence. It's a very easy verse, you know. Yes. Tejadurjana samsargam bhajasadhu samagamam kurupunyamahoratram smara nityam janardhanam. And then half liti is again repeated, it has a bit different meaning. Smara nityam anityadam. I will explain it to you. First we take the four things in the sequence. Tejadurjana samsargam means we have to stop associating with undesirable people. That is first thing. Tejadurjana. Durjana means those who are not good. Sujana, sajjana means good people. Jana means people. And sat means good. Sajjan means good man, gentleman. Gentleman is known as sajjan. And durjana means those who are not good. Those who are not behaving according to the standards of our own human existence. Their association we should discard immediately. And here we may tell that I don't associate with anybody, you know. But at least we are associating with the bad ideas. That also should be stopped. That is durjana. Durjana. If you associate with the bad idea, and if you ponder over that idea, then the time will come when you will perform that bad activity. First the idea comes into our mind. These even great robbers, you know, they plan to rob the bank. And they ponder over it. Why should we do it? Oh yes, we should do it. Why not? Yes, we should do it. And they say yes, no, yes, no. And then finally they decide that we have to rob the bank. And then before few years in London, there is a very busy center near Baker Street tube station. Those who know London might have known it. You know, near that, what is it, Planetarium and Madame Tussaud, that area, very busy area, you know. And the biggest tube station is there. And this bank is just opposite to the tube station. They wanted to dig the tunnel from the road in the middle of the bank. You know, so they should not really open the doors or anything. And to dig this tunnel, they should require some time. So once you decide to perform the bad action, mind will give you those ideas. You know, that is how Durjana Sangha. Bad idea associated, decided bad idea, bad karma, and followed then again. So what they did, that they have to cover the road in order to dig the tunnel. So not actually road, but on the footpath, you know. So they found out that many times these telephone people, you know, they work on the footpath. They take out some wires and so they have a bit of cover, red and white strips, you know. Have you seen on the footpath? Because the wire is there, wiring is there under the footpath, this phone wiring. So they open this and they do something with the wiring, yeah? And they cover themselves with their tent. It is white and red strip in England. I don't know what is the day here. I don't know, but if you see in England, there are so many huts on the footpath. And wherever you see that hut, people think that phone men are working. So they bought that white and red strip tent. And they put a nice tent on the footpath. Nobody could doubt. And they started digging the whole thing. And they were very clever to hide everything. And soon, I think within a week or so, the tunnel was ready. From footpath, they could go to the bank. And the last bit they kept. Because if they dig the whole thing, the bank will know. So the day they wanted to commit the robbery, and that was on a Sunday early morning. You know, the bank is closed Saturday, Sunday. So Saturday there is some traffic, but Sunday there is nothing. And early in the morning, but the demons are in bed, you know. So they performed their activity on the Sunday morning. And it was right in the middle of the locker area, you know. And they went inside and they took everything and went away. And nobody was caught so far, you know. So very nicely they did. The point is that if you associate with the bad idea, eventually you do the bad karma. If we stop the bad ideas, then there is no question of doing the bad karmas. So many ideas come and go in our mind, you know. Daily, every second, so many ideas, good and bad, they come and go. But the trouble arises when we ponder over the ideas. When we ponder over, you know. Suppose, if a brahmachari sees some mataji, you know, it's good for me, you know. So ponder, yes, yes, you should marry her. And this, he is pondering over the idea. The idea came to his mind, and then he just sits like this. This way the idea is cooked. And once the idea is cooked, then by hook or crook, you know, he wants to find out the ways to marry her. And this is how the idea takes the effect. First, the seed is in idea, and then the work is performed. It's always like that. Whichever idea you have. If you ponder over the idea, then the difficulty will arise, if it is a bad idea. If it's a good idea, the good work will be done. But good or bad, both the types of work are creating our entanglement. For good results also, we have to take the body, another body. And for bad results also, no doubt we have to take another body to suffer. And this is how we are suggested by the scriptures that both these karmas must be given up. Whether it is good karma or whether it is bad karma. We should only engage ourselves in the activity which doesn't produce any result, good or bad. And that is why even good karmas we are not advised to perform in the form of that we open hospitals or we open libraries or we do this and do that, you know, all this philanthropic work. Many times our rich persons, they think that, oh, we are doing service, we are opening the hospital. No, you have to select the work which will have no reaction at all. You know, that very nice example is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, that if you take the seeds, from the seeds the plant grow. You put the seeds into ground and water them nicely and the plant will grow. But if you take the seeds and roast them, you know, roast. If you roast the seeds, they lose the capacity of growing. If you then put those roast seeds into the land, and however hard you water them, then nothing will come out, because the seeds are roasted. This is how the seeds of our idea should be roasted. And where is the fire? The fire is devotional service. The more you perform the devotional service, the roots of your ideas are roasted, the seeds are roasted, and then the thing grows there. Undesirable activities can't be performed if you roast your seeds of the ideas by devotional service. And then the question comes that how to perform the devotional service with pointed attention. Because we have this mind with us, and which is very flickering and unsteady, it is said here. Chanchalam, flickering. And unsteady, asthir. Yeah? Now how to control it? That is the problem in front of us. And we try every now and then to control, you know. Every now and then we have to try. And even then it just slips out. It just goes away. We try to bring it to the lotus feet of the Lord, and then it goes to our wife. Then we again bring it, it goes to our child. Then again bring it, it goes to our bank. The bank is very dear to us. Yeah? How much money you have? Lot of, see? He is telling lies. Lot of means he knows how much is it. But he is ashamed. Otherwise he can give the figure. And not only here, he is awake. But if he is asleep and you wake him up, he will definitely give you the definite figure. Because he knows. You know, we know. And our mind is attached to it. There is no endeavor to attach the mind to the bank, and even then it is attached. Why? Because we like that. Like to hold the money. And because we like to hold the money, our figures are in our mind. Oh, in building society I have 10,000 pounds, what is the currency here? Francs. 10 million, 10,000 is nothing. You know? 10 million francs, you know? And he dances then. You know? Because the idea makes him dance. Once there was one man, you know. He had a fighting nature. He will fight with anybody and everybody, you know. So whenever he wanted to fight with somebody, he will go into his garden and sit on a stone. Fight loudly, you know. So people saw that every time this man goes and sits on that stone, there must be some magic in the stone. Why should he go and sit on the stone? So one day, 2 days, 1 year, 2 years, people saw that every time the fellow wants to fight, he will unmistakably sit on the stone and fight with the neighbors and everybody. So one day, they wanted to see what is the magic of the stone. So they just moved the stone. And when they moved the stone, underneath were 19 rupees. Then those 19 rupees were giving him the strength, yes? So our Christ has 10 million francs. So that gives him the strength. The bank book is under here. And then, and if you steal that, or somehow or the other, if he loses that, then the whole thing goes away. That is what is happening. Because we are very much attached to money, there is no endeavor in remembering it. We very, very easily we remember. And it's not me, you or him or her. Everybody, all living entities, they remember. Unless he is very intoxicated or mad or, you know, just like that. But normal person, we definitely remember his bank balance. And the reason is, we are attached to it. So, instead of that attachment, if we come to the Lord, then we will create the attachment to the Lord. And if we are really attached to the Lord, then we will be able to control this chanchalam, you know, this flickering. The meaning of flickering, you know, flickering? There is a shade of the tree in the water of the lake, you know. There are trees on the lake. And those trees has the shapes, you know, images on the water. And the water moves according to the wind, you know. And if it moves, then sometime we can see the tree, some we don't see. Sometime we see, sometime we don't see. That is the flickering nature. And this is our material nature, you know. Sometimes you feel that you are at the top of the peak of the mountain. And the next day you feel that, oh, you are down below in the valley, deep valley. This is flickering nature. One day you say, you think that I am the controller of the situation. Now I can do whatever I like. And next day you go deep down and you don't know what is happening. This is flickering nature of the material activities. And it cannot be avoided. It always goes on. It can never be avoided. The only thing we can do is that we should be master of our mind. Then if you can control the mind, automatically your working organs and the senses will be controlled. If you can control. And this is the art to control our mind. And herein, Prabhupada says that this mind can only be controlled if it is in the service of Rushikesh. Rushik means senses. And Ish means the owner of the senses. The owner of the senses is Lord. He has the transcendental senses. And we want to please His transcendental senses by our transcendental senses. Somehow or the other, in order to develop our transcendental senses, we have to serve Him day and night. And that's why we are sitting here. You know, you said just now that you don't mind working at night because you want to serve the Lord. And this is you want to control, you know. Otherwise your mind will just freak out. He doesn't want to see the ordinary people moving around. He says at night it's very quiet, nobody comes and nobody sees. And then I can control my eyes. But that is not the way. You must be able to control your eyes in the middle of the crowd. This is not the way that you isolate yourself. You know, this is very nicely said in Bhagavad Gita. Karvendriyani sayamya ya aste manasa smaran indriyasan vimudatma mithyacharya sa uchyate. Karmendriyani sayamya. Karmendriya means our working organs. You may stop forcibly your working organs. And manasa smaran ya aste manasa smaran. Manasa by mind. Smaran means you will be thinking about it. You may not do the activity, but you are always thinking about the activity. And then, indriyasan vimudatma, such a vimudatma, such a fool, mithyachara savchate, he is a pretender. He is a pretender. Those who forcibly control their sense organs. You know, if you go to India, and in particularly when there are these Kumbh Milas and everything, you know, where the so many sadhus come, then there are so many people who stand on one leg, or who will sleep on the thorny bed, or who will sleep in the middle of the fire under the sun, you know, very hot sun. And this is the different ways to control their organs. But that is not the method, because in the mind they keep on thinking again and again. So the best way is just to understand the regulate your life. This niyamya, here also it is given. See, niyamya, regulating. Tata tata, when your mind wanders, he says, that time, what you have to do? Niyamya, just regulate. Again, she is very unsteady, you know, Radhika. You forget the instruction. Come on, come on now. Stop it. Do you want to eat something? Huh? Oh, Radhika should be punished, you know. Anyway, so that time, the niyamya, this is the secret of the regulation. Once your life is regulated, then it would be very easy to just take the mind from the objects which are flickering and unsteady and bring the mind to the devotional service. And this regulation is that you have to force your mind to get up early in the morning to perform some puja, some chanting. This is your regulation. Then you chant 16 rounds, you chant very nicely. Yeah? Then you take a rest a bit because you are getting up very early. So then again, then you perform some puja, then you can read something from the scriptures, try to understand, and then keep it in your mind for the whole day. The scriptures, the knowledge of the scriptures is not for the morning only or evening only. It is for 24 hours a day. This should be our lifestyle, and that we have accepted. We want to change our dog life to a Vedic style. That is we have to do. So you have to stop your dog running type life, and you have to control your life and come to the devotional service. And once you learn something from it, then you should ponder over it for the whole day. And then you come to the right conclusion and right behavior. If you do this, if you come to the devotional service, devotional activities, then it is very easy to control your senses. And the main devotional activity is to engage your senses in these activities. That is Shravanam, Kirtanam and Vishnuho Smaranam. And then other six. These are only three. And then six, nine ways. And out of nine ways, these are three very important. Once you try to hear, you know, by hearing alone you can make yourself perfect. Just hear, keep on hearing for the whole day, these tapes or something you have. And if you don't have anything, you read the verses, you read the purports and tape them and hear the same again. Don't worry if you don't have any tapes. You just read and you prepare your own tapes and you can continue hearing them. By only hearing, Parikshit Maharaj was elevated. Parikshit Maharaj did not tell anything. He did not give the lectures. He was just asking the submissive question to Sukadeva Swami. And he was elevated in 7 days. In this way, if you can hear, only hearing will make you perfect. Because once you very carefully you hear, you are going to talk about it. Once you very carefully read and hear and get into your mind the idea, you are going to talk about it. And once you talk the scriptures, people will be interested in that. They don't want to know what you are talking. My talking or your talking has no value at all. Once Prabhupada was traveling somewhere, you know, and somebody asked him a question, Prabhupada, what do you think about this topic? He said, who cares for my thinking? Somebody will care about scriptural thinking, not my thinking or your thinking. That was his point. And he was very correct. Then who cares for our thinking? Nobody cares. And many times we boast, you know, oh, I believe Shiva is the supreme person. Last week we heard daily about Shiva. Nearly we are Shivaites now. Because we heard that. Anything continuously you hear, you become. And immediately Shiva came into mind. Because last year, it was a job to explain to them that Shiva is also the devotee of the Lord. It's such a simple thing, but they could not take into their mind. And, 1 hour, 2 hours just went like that. The whole throat was completely dry. And, you know, and even then he said, no, I don't take it. So this is mana, you know. This is mana, completely flickering. Sometimes he goes to Shiva, sometimes he goes to Ganpati, sometimes he goes here, go there. The best way is to do one of the activities out of the nine. You know, nine ways of the devotional service. If you concentrate on one, you will be successful. If you don't want to hear, then you kirtan, you talk about it. So for talking also, you have to read and understand, unless you can't talk. But talking also will make you perfect. giving knowledge to others will also make you perfect. Shukdeva Swami, he didn't do anything. For the 7 days, he just lectured to Parikshit Maharaj, and he was elevated with that. One out of nine, you take devotional service. And if you can take nine, so far so better. You know? So if you come to this devotional attitude, then you can control your mind. And then you become the master of your mind. Meaning mind wants to sleep, you know. Mind will tell you, oh, you are a very important person. Tomorrow you have to go to bank and this. Huh? And so just take rest. Yeah, these sannyasis, they don't know what they're doing. You know? It's their business to tell us. But they don't know how much I have to struggle. I look after my wife and children and this and that. And then yes, I am very important. As a mind is very clever, it will give you the suitable arguments in which you will be convinced, and at the same time his object will be achieved. Mind wants you to stop this thing. Don't get up. Ah, it's very damp and dark. Come on, sleep. And then, then mind will give you a very nice argument. Oh, it's 3:30. Okay, I'll just within 5 minutes I'll get up. And at 3:35 I'll stand up, you know. Then to your surprise it is 5 to 4, your eyes open. Then you say, ah, doesn't matter, now let us get up at 4 o'clock. This is how mind drags you. And then instead of 4, it is 6. Within no time, that time goes, you know. And then, ah, anyway, now it is gone. So, there, let me take rest, now tomorrow we'll see. So, in the beginning, he doesn't say that you have to take rest. He just pushes you, just 5 minutes. Then 20 minutes go. And then you are near 4 o'clock. So he says, let it be 4. This is how slowly it drags you. And then once it moves, because you are asleep, you know, and in sleep the time runs very fast. So to your surprise, after 2 hours, your eyes open. And then mind says, now it's the time is gone. Now let you take less. So come on. So 8 o'clock. And then after getting up, then he may feel that it is very bad. But he can't do anything. Instead, we could have forced our mind to get up at 3:35. You know, we were only 5 minutes late. We could have forced him to get up at 3:35. But we couldn't do that because we were not master of the mind. And how to become the master of the mind is a very nice way to control. And for that, we have to be very clear in our mind. Very clear that the activities which we are doing, they have two qualities. These material activities, they have two qualities. It is dukkhalayam. It is the source of our misery. And ashashvatam. And they are completely temporary. These two qualities, if you can remember, and if you convince your mind that whatever you are performing, apart from devotional service, is completely a waste. Somehow or the other, we have to... You will never be able to control the mind. Until you control you are able to control the mind, you may chant for 10 years and you will not get anywhere. The only result will be that because of your chanting, you have stopped those sinful activities. That time you don't go to pubs or don't intoxicate, and maybe you are associating with the devotees, so your life will be a bit sublime. But you cannot achieve any spiritual progress. And that is what is happening in our life. That a boy stays in the temple for 10 years, and then even then he is not satisfied, you know, because no result. And if there is no result, then again mind is there to guide him, that you are just wasting the time. And then after 10 years, he just leaves the whole thing, he stops the whole thing and runs away outside and does everything. This is the effect of not controlling, not being the master of the mind. We are not master of the mind, we are following the mind. And because we are blindly following the mind, mind can drag us to the ditch. And this is what is happening. And then we leave everything and run away and we completely forget about the whole job. And that is what is happening in our 99% of the cases. Because we are not controlling over the mind. The easiest way to control is to tell the facts to the mind. Then what are you going to do? Do you want to be more miserable? Or do you want to pursue these temporary activities, which you will not be able to pursue at certain stage? Even if you are alive, you will not be able to pursue the activities. The society rejects you as soon as you are 60 or 65. Society doesn't want you. That's why they have erected prisons in the name of the old homes. There is a prison for the old persons. You go there, you eat, take breakfast and do whatever that you like. And then we become completely crazy there, because there are no relatives, there is no wife, there are no children, no money, and nothing, and no time, plenty of time. We don't have any activity, and it drives us mad. You know, I had gone to one old home. There were two and three persons. They were attracted to different activities. One man was attracted to the toilet seat, and he will sit for the whole day there. If they bring him out, he will again go. And if they don't take him there, he will pass urine there. So the fellows were so very tired of him that they will allow him to sit the whole day in the toilet seat. This is a craziness. This craziness we develop when we are not the master of our minds. So our mind should be asked the question. We should see the world with our eyes. We should not be naive regarding the material things. You see the conditions around you. You see the old persons, see the young persons, see the intoxicated persons, see meat eaters, see gamblers, and see these persons, what is the condition of their life. And then you will be completely taken aghast. You know? There are plenty around us, these. And if you see really, you keep your eyes open, then you will be completely disturbed. And then your mind will cooperate with you. Your mind will definitely tell you that you don't want to sleep on footpath with that bottle in your pocket. You don't want to do that. You don't want to put yourself in this position in the old home. You'll go and sit on the toilet seat. These are the instructions, practical instructions we have to take. And the mind always takes the pictures, you know, through the eyes. You go anywhere, you see anywhere, and that information is ready in your mind. And then you tell your mind, if you don't want to do this, then for our good, we have to do this. If you want to be happy in your old age, then you have to follow these things. If you want to be happy and healthy during your young age, you have to abide by these four regulated principles. And that is the regulating, niyamya. Niyamya itad. You know, very clearly it is said here that tato, you know, niyamya, tato. And the meaning of tato is very from there. When he is nishchal, when he is flickering and unsteady, like the shadow of the tree, then from there, you have to bring it to the regular life. And regular life means, get up early in the morning, change your rounds, do something, read something, and cook your nice prasadam, eat nicely in time, then again take rest during the time, during the period whenever you decide, and do your activities during the time you want to do. The day is all free to you. After you perform the morning process, spiritual process, the day is free for you to perform your activities. Do your activities. Again in the evening, you have a nice spiritual program, maybe a very simple, and then take rest in time, and then be ready for the other day. And this is how the time will never become burden on you. Otherwise in old age, as I told you, everybody rejects you, and you have plenty of time at your disposal. You don't know what to do, and that's why we have to kill ourselves. You know that this Maxwell, the head of the Mirror Group, you know, owner of the Mirror Group, we have a very nice tabloid newspaper in London. And the fellow is millionaire, billionaire, you know. And he had a steamer, his own steamer, yacht, in Canary Islands. And he went there and he gave the orders to the captain to start the steamer, to go to another oil island. And he jumped into the sea. And at the lunch hour, they thought that he is sleeping. Because they have nightlife. So they thought that the owner is sleeping in the cabin. And at lunch hour they went and they knocked the door. There was no owner. And then they tried to search out the body. They thought that somebody might have committed something. And in the end, they found his body in the harbor. So before the steamer started, the fellow jumped into the sea. And this is because he could not tolerate the burden of the time. And the obnoxious things which he had already done were all reactions coming to his life, you know. At the time of death and at the time of the end of the life, you remember your sins which you have committed. So it is better that in the young age, you are careful not to commit the sinful activities. So that your old age, if at all you are to become old, will be very comfortable. And for your comfortable old age, you have to try for the whole life. It's not that you just become old and then, oh, I will take some mala and start japa. starting chanting, you know. No, you can't do it unless you create this habit for the whole of your lifetime. You will not be able to do anything in the old age, because your body will be dislocated completely. Your body will not obey you that time. And when the body doesn't obey you, you have to worry about your own body just to keep it fit, if you are not in this habit. Because you have performed so many sinful activities during the whole of the lifetime, and the whole poison is in your body in the form of the reaction of those sinful activities. And then you will completely repent at the late hour when nothing will be possible. It is better that we come to our senses and make our life completely regulated, and force the mind in the beginning to perform the devotional activities, and then slowly mind will cooperate, and then it will become your friend. This is the way, in short. Otherwise, no chance of survival. We will be just like these dogs and cats. They are running around. Hare Krishna. Do you have anything to ask? Or comments? Madan Gopal ki jai. Yes, Mother. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I do believe. And your point is also correct, that there are so many things to be done at night, you know. So many concerts are going on, factories are, hospitals are to be done. You know, good works also can be performed. But I will tell you one thing, that you have to save yourself. Don't worry about these works. They are going to go on. There will be living entities who will want to work. Now we are insisting for this boy. Even then, his mind is giving so many arguments. You know? And it's none of his fault. It is the mind's fault. Because he is not the control of the mind. He cannot control the mind. So mind will always try to find out some suitable thing. But the thing is, that time is not meant for working. So those who want to work, they may work. But you know, during night time, if you keep awake, then your blood burns. You know, your blood is completely destroyed. In a young age, we may not feel. But you keep awake yourself for one day, and next day you are no good. This is the horrible experience. And those who do these night activities, maybe for the sake of money or whatever cause may be, they have a very short life. I have seen so many cases. One man was working in the railway, you know, in London. He was a very good friend of mine. And I was always insisting that he should not do it. But at night time, he used to get 1.5 times salary, you know. So he didn't want to work at night during the day. He was always changing his shift to the night. Those who did not want to work, he will do it. And continuously ended up doing the night shifts. And within the age of 45 or so, he just passed away. It is not a rule that everybody will go away at that age. But even then, the life is not that healthy or that not very happy. What is the use of money when you are not healthy or happy, you know? So this is the thing. And one last time we visited, no, it was in Den Haag. This is Antwerp, isn't it? It was in Antwerp. There were two boys that come here, boy and girl. And they are in medical college. One is in Birmingham and sister is here, you know. Geeta, I think. Sarita or Geeta? Huh? Geeta. She's a nice girl. Then we had gone to her place to take lunch also, you know. But she was so very afraid, not for her education. And she said that within 2 years I will be becoming a doctor. But then after 2 years, I will have to work during the nights in the hospitals. She was completely scared with the effects which she had studied. So this is not untrue. And you see, the night job, those who do night work, they are a bit different than in the health, than a normal person. It's not a very suitable thing. That was my point. And if it is not a suitable thing, we should not consider about these activities. There will be so many limited, those who want them work. But at least we save ourselves. Even the laborers work in the cold, you know, outside. But we can't do it. And we cover our body, even if we want to go out of the door and sit in the car, we wrap our body very nicely. That is how we have to behave in this life. It's no good just to throw away this human existence like this. We don't want to do it. We want to achieve the purpose. Kutumba poshaya vyan nijayu na buddhyate artham vyatam pramatta sarvatra tapatraya dukhitatma nirvidyate na sa kutumba rama. It's very nicely said in Srimad Bhagavatam that kutumba poshaya vyan nijayu. For the maintenance of family, you completely waste your life. And somebody will say that I don't have family. No, he will say. He's saying that. What is about me? I don't have any family. I'm not wasted. No, you may not have family, but you have bad habits. And those bad habits you want to continue. And for maintaining your bad habits, you are wasting your life completely. Because, na buddhyate, because you don't know artham, the purpose of the life. And because you know the main purpose of the human existence, then you are just squandering your life. And what is that? Then while squandering, it's sarvatra, everywhere, tapatraya, you are suffering from threefold miseries. Everywhere you go, you are suffering. And even then, you don't come to your senses. And still you are happy maintaining your bad habits or maintaining your families and wasting your life. So whatever it is, we have to elevate ourselves. We have to follow the scriptures. Let others do whatever they want. Formerly there were hospitals. And we had so many medical homes and this and that, very simple. And nobody was keeping awake during night, everybody was asleep. And now, so much disturbance is created that millions of tablets are to be distributed for sleeping. You know? They can't sleep unless they take the tablet. And that is what is happening now. So we have to save from these things and come to simple life. And then only we will have time to perform the devotional service. If we intricate our life, and if we are entangled into different activities, we will not be able to perform this devotional service. Hare Krishna. Jai. But that stage has to come. You know, you do not have to wait up to 10 years. That is what my point is. Do you follow me?
So,
you become fixed then. If your chanting is becoming clearer and sincere, you know, then you become fixed. And then there is no waiting period. Then you will never leave it. But I am making the point that those who chant haphazardly for 10 years, even then they can't get fixed. You know, because they don't know whether chanting is good or whether not chanting is good. And whether material activities are good or the spiritual activities are good. This is the flickering mind. Once you regulate your life that you are chanting 16 rounds, then you can be elevated, regulation, you know. And not only chanting, but you have to have jnana, you know. You have to have the knowledge why we have to chant. And then if you understand the reason of chanting slowly, then your mind will never leave chanting. And it will definitely come to the right point. And then you will be able to control. But in the beginning, you have to regulate your life. Regulation is very important. Not that every time we go on chanting and you go on performing activities as you like. Then it becomes some yoga center or something like that, you know. You do anything and everything and come here, close your eyes and sit like this and you'll God have God. That is how Prabhupada writes, you know. So we have to regulate our life and we have to have this knowledge and then you will understand the importance of chanting. And then as soon as you understand the importance of chanting, then your mind will be controlled automatically. That is the point. But not till that time. You cannot go on performing anything and everything and continue chanting. In the beginning it's alright, so far as there is a clearing stage. But if your clearing stage lingers on for 10 years, then that is not allowed. You must purify. And the greatest obstacle in chanting is our illicit sex life. Those who can win this, they can do it within no time. The hardest, whatever it is, it has got to be done. If you are dying, you have to follow the prescription of the doctor. You can't tell that, oh, I will do as I like and you cure me. Doctor will just throw away physically from you, from his surgery. He will say, you are not able to obey, just get out. And unless you come to this point, control your sex life, never dream to have any effect of the chanting or anything. This is the greatest disease of these countries, and we are also trying to follow you in India now, and we are also in difficulty. To the point you disorganize your life sexually, you are ruining it, you are wasting it. As I told you last time, that you have to survive with that material which is needed for our brain to think. You cannot just squander it. And if you do it, you are in trouble. And that is not niyamya then. That is not regulating your life. We have, you know that boy, do you know, Tilai he was? He is 42 years old. He looks 25. You see him. He is 42 years old. He looks 25. Yeah. 42. I was surprised to hear his age. He looks 25. He eats away 17 years. And because he is very regulated, he has ideas. So many ideas to earn Lakshmi and do some kirtan and this and that, you know. But he is very clever to adjust his things. And that's why he is very controlled. You see him, he will look as if he is 25. He is 42 years old, like a grandfather. And those who are not controlled, they will look older than what they are. Suppose he is 42, he will look 62. So these things have effect. If he would have been loose in his sex life, he would have completely lost his health. This is the main reason.
Then, you say men have the sperm that is necessary for thinking.
Yeah, okay. That is the lies for life, substance.
What is the substance?
Woman has her own substance. Don't worry about woman, you are man.
Best time number from 8 to 4.
Oh, that is very best. 8 o'clock to 5 or 6 even. Or 10 o'clock to 6, something, you know. Something like that. During daytime, you may do very hard work. And you may see so many living entities or whatever it is. But that is the time to work. I will really request you. Your face appears very enlivening, you know, after hearing this. We are just talking for 45 minutes and it's very nice and enlivening. This is the way to understand the points, you know. Because these are truths. These are not just mentally concocted ideas, you know. And that's why Krishna says very clearly that please serve dharma and paritya. You leave all your mentally concocted ideas and just, what is it, serva dharma and paritya? Mamikam sharanam raja. You just come and surrender to me. And what does he say? Am tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishami ma shucha. I will relieve you from all sinful reactions. And don't...
I'm afraid to...
Little?
Afraid to go to Krishna. I am afraid.
Afraid to go to Krishna?
Surrender.
Why?
I don't know.
But that's not the very welcoming sign. No, I mean to say, surrender in the sense, we don't insist that you should just leave everything and come to the temple.
No.
Yeah. But then what stops you from other way?
No.
Are you married?
No.
No. Have you any girl in mind?
No.
You don't run after the girl? So you're not a dog. You're not a dog. Because dogs run after you. One female dog and pack of male dogs follow you. So you're not that type. Ah, that's good. That's why you're all right doing night duty also, you know. But if you come to the daytime, we guarantee you that because of your good nature, you will be able to control yourself. And you will improve your health. That is the main thing. If you work daytime, and if you take rest early in the night, and get up early in the morning, definitely I guarantee you that your health will be all right. And if you eat nice prasadam, you know, balanced prasadam. If you take nice yogurt, milk, then some chapatis, vegetables and rice, and we prepare nice here. Or you can cook yourself. As you are earning, you must have your own place to stay. You are staying here? You don't go outside? No, you are working and you are staying in the temple. Doesn't matter, but you should be paying something to the temple, you know?
Yeah.
So there is quite all right. You can come here at night and again continue doing some service. And that will give you a very nice healthy life. Very nice healthy, very enthusiastic, you know. And enthusiasm is needed for devotional service. There are six things needed for devotional service. And that is the way of the regulation. You know, what is it? Utsahat, dhairyat, nishchayat, tattat karma pravartanat, sangatyagat, sato vrutteh, shadvir bhakti vinash, bhakti prasiddhati. Shadvir means these six topics, the bhakti prasiddhati, they increase your devotional service. And the first point is utsahat, from enthusiasm. You must have sufficient enthusiasm. With the burnt blood, you cannot have enthusiasm. Maybe you are very young, you will not feel it very nicely now. But if you work during the day, your hair will be nicely combed and very nicely done. At the moment I see the effect on your hair of the night work, you know. So, no, if you do, even if you get holidays from your work for 15 days or a month, and you try to see your body, and then you will realize that what is the difference between night. I don't discourage you earning money or this or that, but being young and being already the Belgium, the residents of Belgium, it won't be difficult for you to find the job during day. And this is unnatural, and please, if you can try to stop, please do try. And Krishna will find you. Krishna is very kind. The way you think to mold your life, he will give you all the facilities. Those who are staying in the temple, their life is also very happy. Those who want to do business, their life is also organized in that way. Those who don't want to work, their life is organized without any work. Our this Tilai, he comes from Sri Lanka and he didn't know anybody. He just came to this Holland, and he didn't want to work, he wanted to serve Krishna. So Holland government agreed to give him the refugee status. And because he is a refugee, he is getting the social security. And he doesn't know the language and this and that, so they don't force him to find out the work. So he is getting money and the time, both. So his money is coming, his service is going on, no worry. That is how he has organized his life. Then he goes to India, he goes to England, he goes here, he goes there. Everything he is doing, and no worry at all. He is not to work at all. You know? If you want to work, Krishna will give you work. If you want to work at night, he will give you night work. If you want to work during the day, he will give you during the day. So we have to find out suitable things, favorable things for our devotional service, and try to organize our life that like that. And Krishna will give you the facilities. Those who are not married, Krishna, if they have desire, Krishna will give you the opportunity to marry. Those who are married, and if they don't want, Krishna will give you the opportunity to divorce. Every way Krishna cooperates as you desire. But it is our duty to niyamya, to just come to the right regulated life. That is our duty. And this is utsaha is needed. Then nishchaya, determination. You should have full determination to do this activity. Then dhairya, courage. You should have courage to do these activities. And tattat karma pravartana, and then you should organize your activities according to this utsaha, determination and courage. and then satovritte, sangha jagat, leave bad association, and satovritte, you should create theistic conduct. You should definitely believe that Lord is there and under His authority the whole thing is working. If you don't believe, it doesn't make any difference to the Lord, but you are destroyed. Very good. So, did you understand? Sex life should be controlled. It is a very difficult disease. Then you die. There are two chances, you know. Either you live a very healthy life with the devotional service, or you live the hellish life. It's our chance. You cannot continue both. That you will live hellish life and do the devotional service also. No, that goes ill together. You have to come to one conclusion. And try this devotional life for 12 months and then you will see the difference. But you cannot same time keep on running and do the devotional service. This is something which we must adopt and then your mind will be healthy to follow these things. Hare Krishna.
Talking about the mind, this mind always happens to ponder on the negative aspects and tries to be very stubborn and going towards the good side of things.
Somehow or other, we are carrying these tendencies from past so many lives. Everybody has a different tendency. You know, however hard they try, they cannot control it. Somebody becomes very angry, you know. Every time. I saw one boy there. You know that Ratna Prakash? Just on a very slight provocation, he loses his balance. And I don't know what was he here before in past life. But these tendencies, mind, intelligence and ego, we carry with our soul always when we change the body. So it's very difficult that what tendencies we are carrying. But these tendencies should be sanely changed when we come to this knowledge. That is our trying. We should try very hard and we should try to forget the tendencies and come to the right conclusion. And if you can do it, then at least in next life, whichever body or maybe human existence you are going to, then you will have the right tendencies. This is the beginning of devotional service. And it is very nicely said, you know. I read some book by Bengali writer, I forgot the name, but he has very clearly written that suppose your devotional service is complete during this life, then you are not immediately liberated. Again you have to take one birth for training how to stay with Krishna. And so you will take the birth wherever Krishna is performing the pastimes as his associate. And then during that life you will be trained. And very nice example he has given, that suppose you apply for the manager post in some company and they may select you to be a manager. But before they hand over the charge, they will send you for training. That you have got to undergo this training so you know what is happening in the company. And then once you pass the training, then you are given the post. So the same thing happens regarding us also. So the point is that this may not be the work of one life. So many lives we have done this. And that's why now we are here in this hall. It's not one life's work. It's hundreds of lives you had this tendency to hear and to read and to this and to that. And then you have got now again the suitable life and the body, and somehow the other circumstances are arranged that you should hear this more and try to understand this more. So whatever our tendencies may be, they are according to the previous life. But they have got to be refined. And that is the way, the human existence should be utilized. Otherwise it doesn't have any meaning. We have so many tendencies, and particularly this sex life. If you are coming from dog life to this life, you learn after. If you have a monkey life, you are expert in sex. And then the same tendency you carry. So here also you try to satisfy your same thing. But then we are sane person. Some or the other, by our previous pious jobs or work or devotional service, we have come to this point. Now it is our duty to regulate our life according to the instructions of the scriptures. And if you do that, then your life will be successful. Maybe if it is not success, not the whole thing is not completed during this life, then at least you will take this right tendency to the next life. And that is how in Bhagavad Gita it is said that those who cannot complete the devotion service, at least they are guaranteed to have a human birth in very rich family or in very learned family. So you people stand a very good chance to get out of this in this life. If not, at least human birth will be guaranteed. So for that also, this process is to be done. And the main thing is niyamya. In this verse, niyamya is very important word. The whole verse runs around this word. That if you can regulate your life, then your flickering and unsteady mind will definitely come under control, and you will be the controller of the mind, and not that you are controlled by the mind. That is the main point. At the moment, we are controlled by the mind, and that's why as soon as I tell that the sex is a bad thing, he immediately said it's very difficult. It's very correct. It's very difficult. Because he is following his mind. I am controlling my mind. So that is the difference. Because I could control my mind, I didn't run here and there during the whole of the lifetime. And at my now old age, you can see that I am not that bad. You know? Otherwise you call him Tom, and he doesn't know what is happening here. He doesn't know at all. Because life substance is gone throughout the life. And if you do it, you know, in young age you become untimely old. And untimely you lose the whole of the things. So it's better to come to a right conclusion with the help of the scriptures, saints, sages, gurus, all these things are there here for guiding us. Better to come to the right path, niyamya. You know? And the sooner you niyamya your life, you regulate your life, the better it will be for you. It's getting late already. Right? Alright? Jai. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jai. Hare Krishna.